May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, it wasn't supposed to be dreary and rainy until about 1 o'clock, so the weather person lied, at least the one I was watching. Anyway, today, for me, if I was going to summarize the lessons, is that we're supposed to know Jesus. We're supposed to be prepared. We're supposed to know the Lord personally. And those are the two thoughts. Be prepared and to know Jesus. Now I have some things for the kids who are going back to school this week and next week, and I'll give them out later on. But we want them to be prepared, both for school, but also prepared in a godly way, in a Christian way, that they know the Lord, and all of us know the Lord, and we are prepared to serve Him. But I found a joke, and it's a joke kind of on Episcopalians. We know how Episcopalians have, what would you say, an open mind and want to explore and think, okay? So here's the joke. Boy, I think I'm going to need glasses soon, but it is dark. It is dark. The joke is told, there were three clergy, a Lutheran, a Roman Catholic, and an Episcopalian. They all ended up at the pearly gates one day. And it just happened to be St. Peter's Day off. He was doing some kind of other administrative duties. So Jesus decided to be vice president in charge of the pearly gates that day. So Jesus was at the pearly gates, and the three clergy came up. They were at the entrance. So Jesus decided to make it simple for the clergy. And so he asked a simple question. He said to the Lutheran, who stepped forward, and he asked the Lutheran, he said, "Who do you say that I am?" And the Lutheran said, "Well, the Bible says," and Jesus says, no, I don't want to know what the Bible says. I know what the Bible says. I want to know what you say. So he asked him again. And the Lutheran said, "Well, you know, I don't know." And Jesus pressed the button and the trapdoor came and the Lutheran clergy went down to the other place. Next, the Roman Catholic priest came up. And Jesus said, "Who do you say that I am?" And the Roman Catholic priest said, "Well, the Pope says." He said, no, I know what the Pope says. I don't want to know what the Pope says. I want to know what you say. Who do you say I am? So the Roman Catholic priest says, "Well, I'm not sure." Zip goes the button, trap door. The Roman Catholic priest met the Lutheran pastor down there in the other place. So last but not least, we have the Episcopalian. So Jesus turned to the Episcopalian and said, "Well, who do you say that I am?" And the Episcopalian clergy person said, "Well, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus smiled and was just about to open up the pearly gates. And the Episcopalian clergy said, "But on the other hand," zip the door. It's a joke. I wanted to be sure to explain that. But anyway, what I like to do on these days, you can come in. What I like to do sometimes is to look at each lesson in a very brief way, I promise. But even if we just take a peek at the collect, first of all, we noticed from right one to right two, they switched and they didn't ask. Up in the first part, it says, "Grant, we beseech thee." In other words, we're asking God. Well, in the collect we read to do right two, we left that asking out. But it's a given. But we're asking God, our merciful God, for your church to continue to be gathered. So we're all gathered here today, but how are we gathered? Do we really think about it? We're gathered in unity together, and there's a purpose. We are gathered in unity by the power of the Holy Spirit, and were gathered together to pray, to know God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and then to be prepared to go out and to continue Jesus' ministry. So we want to be gathered in unity so that we, his people, glorify the Lord. That's our job. We're to glorify the Lord. Now the Isaiah is almost one of those ones where you can say who, what, when, where, and how. But Isaiah starts off his prophecy. He says, look to the rock from which you were hewn. In other words, God is saying through Isaiah, look to the rock. Who are you? What are you made in the image of? Who do you really belong to? Who are we? Who are we belonging to? The Lord our God. So we are made in the image of God. We are his children, his sons and his daughters. We're Jesus' brothers and sisters. And so if we know that, and we're prepared to be his children, and if we recognize that, then what happens? The Lord is going to comfort us. He's going to, when we turn to him, he's going to make our hard times better. It may take time, but he does it. He may make our desert or dry times finally into a garden because we constantly return to him for strength. We don't turn to other, other things, like maybe like the radio or the TV, our computers, maybe drinking, smoking, any other vices. We don't turn to that. We want to turn to God to help us to continue. And we also want to turn to each other because we're a family. We're to encourage one another to be there for each other and to be there for God and to do his will. And then when we do that, when we turn to God and get strengthened by each other and by the Lord, what happens? We're going to be glad. We're going to have a song in our heart. You know, when we hear Maureen and Larry in the choir or the musicians, when they sing, that's their worship, that's their prayer, that's the glory of the Lord showing from their talents that they share. And then what's next? We have Thanksgiving. We're thankful to God. We're thankful to everyone. We praise God for what he has given us. And then why do we do all this? Because our Lord saves us. We're to listen to him, give heed to him, because we are his. And he gave us, Jesus, the light of our salvation. Now, as far as our gifts are concerned, everybody has a gift. St. Paul makes that clear. We are many members. We each have our own gift, and we're supposed to share them for the common good. All of us are needed. Not one person isn't important or valuable to the Lord. We are all valuable. And St. Paul goes on, and he says what each person has a gift of. Last but not least, this gospel is basically Jesus preparing his disciples. And it's Jesus himself knowing, he wanted to know, do my disciples really know who I am? He was preparing them and getting them to think about it. He didn't want to know about Elijah. He didn't want to know about Jeremiah. He wanted to know if they knew who he was. And who spoke up first? Peter. Always he was first. And Peter says, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Jesus let him know, this is good that you know this, but don't get too proud because it wasn't from himself. We know our God because God has blessed us with faith. So we're never too proud. We are to be humble and know that our faith, all that we have, all that we are, comes from God. So we depend on him. And then finally, Jesus does tell Peter, he says, and I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. Jesus depended on Peter to continue his ministry. Jesus depended on all the disciples to continue his ministry and his church. And they did, through a lot, even to their death, except for St. John. So Jesus, at this point, needs us to know him personally. He needs us to be prepared for each and every one of us to build up his church and continue his church. And so what I'd like to do now is to give the kids their little giveaway so they can be prepared for church, be prepared for school, and for all of us to remember that we're together as a family, and we're to love and encourage one another and be faithful to our God. So if there's kids, please come up and I have some giveaways for you.